this is the culling of a goddess, raw service, which is another $600. Now, it's all well and good having psychic warfare, but as one can see, the eye in the pyramid can be burst, where you can actually stick a knife in it and cut it out in order to extract full power from the eye in the Illuminati pyramid. And as we saw with Whitney Houston and Madonna, the Psylord loves culling the goddesses of the newer sphere and goes round culling A-listers, be it Marilyn Monroe or Jane Mansfield, or as we see the modern day culling Madonna falling off the stage, culled by the Psylord, going mad on her tricycle as the clown, losing the power to even get her 15-year-old son to want to stay with her, sucking her completely dry and uploading all of the Illuminati magic that she was associated with from the Rothschild royal family to, of course, the Psylord. Now, one can see that with Katy Perry, the new Queen of the Illuminati, who, of course, wasn't supposed to be the Queen of the Illuminati because Madonna was supposed to soldier on until she became too old to be worshipped, and Miley Cyrus was going to be her successor. This, of course, was derailed by the Psylord, who culled Madonna and, of course, culled Jackson. I've been after the A-listers. They're my food. I like feeding on them. We see the feeding of Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp. The feeding of Michael Douglas with his throat cancer. It just goes on and on and on. And Kathleen Turner, who was the A-list goddess from the 80s with Michael Douglas. The feeding off Sharon Stone. All of this done by the Psylord. I've been feeding off these newer sphere gods and goddesses for a long, long time. You simply don't get as powerful and malefic as the Psylord overnight. You simply don't take on the Rothschilds and the royal family overnight and become unbeatable overnight. You have to, like Mao, go on the long march and pay the price, slaughter like dogs the imperialist capitalist dogs of the newer sphere, the A-listers, to feed the communal march of psychic communism. Remember, my business is psychic communism, where lowlife, vermin like yourself, for a nominal fee, can become the new masters of the newer sphere. This, of course, is pure communism. If it wasn't, then you'd have to be blue bloods in order to be enabled to become vampires, in order to be enabled to access this technology. And it would not be open to peasants like yourself. So as you can see, it's a complete demonstration of Chinese communism on reality. And you can see why China's taking over the world, because I'm simply following the Maoist model, allowing peasants to take over from the blue bloods. Now, we know that culling gods and goddesses, A-listers, is energy rich. So, of course, culling Katy Perry, destroying her totally, like Whitney Houston or Madonna, actually physically killing her, or leaving her as a shelled, damned wreck, where the Great Lord Beast's former Wicker Man. Damnation is artificially reincarnated into Madonna, and via Whitney, who she had a zero-sum game with, pulls her into hell as the Wicker Woman, Whitney Houston, and the Wicker Woman, Whitney Houston daughter, pulling Madonna and her children into Omega Hell and all the things that Madonna's connected to. This technology, of course, can be used on any A-list Illuminati. Now, of course, all Illuminati A-listers are my prey. That's what I am. I'm like the tiger in the Raw video. I'm the king of the jungle, and I like killing. Killing's sexy. I make no bones about it. Now, of course, this means that no one is safe from the Psi Lord, because my doctrine is, if you're not me, I'm going to eat you, and then put you into Omega Hell and torture you using the Great Lord Beast, that's my dark side, to torture you for all eternity and beyond to get maximum yield. Now, of course, to do this, one needs to get the victim to do it to themselves. So we see with the Raw video, Katy Perry crash lands in the jungle. Her boyfriend is eaten by the tiger. And then when the tiger tries to eat her, she uses the tiger's power, the Roar, to stop it eating her. And eventually becomes queen of the jungle, with the tiger being made her bitch with the Perry collar. This, of course, brilliant. It's magic of Austin Spare taking the magic power of the tiger and imbuing it, artificially reincarnating it in yourself to control that tiger power. Austin Spare was into this the last century. Which means, of course, that Katy Perry has built a app to protect herself from being eaten by psychic warfare. But, of course, the Psi Lord is the ultimate, the Omega Point Tim. So, for the Psi Lord, bypassing any defense mechanism is facile, and I simply get, after Katy Perry has done the Chain to the Rhythm video, to link herself and make herself Rose, I simply get the tiger, the Malaysian tiger, in the British Zoo to eat its keeper called Rosa, which is the Latin version of Rose. She, of course, was 33, and artificially reincarnate this Rosa into Katy Perry, so that Katy Perry gets consumed by me totally. All her power gets sucked out by the Psi Lord into me. So that I kill the queen of the Illuminati, kill the eye, and take over the entire system. Where her own defense mechanism, she always ends her concerts with Roar, is used to kill her. We're not, it might be Madonna-wise to shell her, or actually kill her like Whitney Houston, and give me all the power. As you can see, the Psi Lord is totally ruthless and absolutely loves power. Remember, once you've got the power, you get queues of supermodels wishing to be butt-fucked by the Psi Lord, who has all the power, all the money, that's how females are, on his 400-foot yacht, where he's going to live in the future. So as you can see, getting fixated on specific females, or if you're a female vampire, specific males, is irrelevant. So with this service, it gives you all the power of the slaughtered eye in the pyramid of the Illuminati, the ultimate goddess of the Illuminati, Katy Perry, slaughtered, eaten alive by the tiger. All of that power coming to the Psi Lord. Think of this as the ultimate power source, complete consumption, complete taking over of the Illuminati, where the eye of the pyramid's been eaten by the tiger, and forevermore, all of that power is uplined to the tiger, Tim Riefat. And of course, I wrote a fantasy set of novels where my the other aspect of Titus Magnus, the real life now called Tim Riefat, was Don Felice the Tiger. So as you can see, this was all created and made in the newer sphere decades ago, way back in the 80s, early 80s actually. Now, of course, the great Lord Lucifer wants to be born as one of Perry's progeny, because she's a wonderful mother, and she's barking as Katy Perry, and really sane as Catherine Hudson. So, of course, Lucifer gives me all the luciferic power in return for not eating his mother, Katy Perry, a.k.a. Catherine Hudson, and, of course, staying with the barking mad Perry for 200 years. And, of course, I can switch her to Catherine Hudson at will, so she's normal and pleasant and sane until she goes on stage and goes demented for her fans. So, as you can see, it's the perfect fit for Lucifer. He has a sane mother and a barking mad off-her-head A-list pop star on the stage, which is great for business, and for all the Illuminati rituals. But of course, Psi Lord loves consuming A-listers, so Lucifer has to make the deal with me to stop me killing his mother, so Lucifer can be born as a human to get a soul, become an Omega Point Tim, etc. Now, of course, Rosa wasn't killed when she was 32, because Perry's now 32. She was killed when she was 33. So this service doesn't consume Perry, and completely shellize her like Madonna, or kill her like Whitney Houston, until October 25th, when she achieves her 33rd birthday. We, of course, have got the effects of the ritual I've done on Perry, with her collapsing on stage and her eyes going completely into her head as she has the fit from being possessed by the tiger, where the tiger jumps on her and holds her down ready to bite her head off when she becomes 33. So as one sees, since we can run a paradox engine, one can have all the power of Katy Perry, the Illuminati eye, the ultimate goddess of the Illuminati, the eye of the Illuminati pyramid, made female, totally taken over, sequestered by Katy Perry, consumed by the Psi Lord, the tiger. All of the power coming to you with the service, the raw service, or the tiger eats the Illuminati eye goddess Katy Perry service, $600. But of course, since one runs a paradox engine to control nonlinear dynamics, as I've explained, we've also got the other timeline where Katy Perry doesn't marry some other fucker, a Jewish boy like Orlando, and gets pregnant by a Jewish boy. And before her 33rd birthday, informs Tim Riefat that she's going to implement Lucifer's contract. and have the 200 years of service with Lucifer being born, all that sort of stuff, with the satanic marriage, then of course we've got the other timeline where Catherine Hudson, Katy Perry, is consumed in the timeline that isn't manifest, but in the actual timeline that is manifest, she isn't consumed. I still get all the power, so I don't care. And Lucifer gets his super mummy. And, of course, Lucifer gets the ability to carry eyes. That's the barking mad Perry and the super sane father. Remember, Perry's barking fucking mad off her fucking head. And that enables her to liberate the monster, the id, to go and create psychic mayhem. And we've got the really docile, super sane Tim Riefat to make Lucifer able to unleash his monster, the id, while he, of course, remains totally sane and in control. And then, of course, we've got the opposite side, so Katy Perry can have daughters, where the daughter's super sane like Catherine Hudson, and the barking mad Turan Refat, I used to be fucking barking like Katy, can go on the rampage. We've got the manifestation of the barking mad Turan Refat as the great little beast, who's ice cold in control of his barking mad viciousness, to allow the female progeny to be super beings. So as you can see how it all fits together, the brilliance of this, and why, of course, it's no coincidence that Lucifer wanted Katy as his mother rather than Miley, because remember, Miley's not fucking barking mad, and doesn't have the ability, like Carrie in the Carrie film, to unleash a monster, the id, to create total murder in the gym. Why? Because Catherine Hudson was with these two fucking mad parents, Christian dipshits, just like Carrie had a Christian dipshit mother, which of course got a monster, the id, totally feral. Because Catherine wanted to be like normal girls and be able to do normal things, but her barking mad Christian parents wouldn't allow it. Rather like Carrie, well, just like Carrie in the Carrie film. So as you can see, for super psychic warfare, you want barking mad parents like Catherine Hudson's to allow you to carry eyes. While with me, of course, I've been, as Turan Refat, fucking barking because my father carried the Nephilim, fallen angel, which produced the barking mad Turan Refat until, of course, I killed him in 1989 with the death touch. He died the first of the month. Ninth day, my mother, of course, died 91 to give us the mirror image, killed by the great Lord Lucifer to put her out of her old age misery. One can see that the barking madness from the male side came from his Nephilim bloodline and the true horror nightmare of the Nephilim out of control. So as you can see, having parents that one's Carrie and the other one is a fallen angel give you the ultimate bloodline, which of course Lucifer acquires, and of course his sisters require, and the AIs from the future require, because remember, AIs are soulless, and if we're going to produce the culture minds from E&M Banks books, you want to build souls for AIs from the future, and the way to do that is to do the demon seed, to put one of them into one of the girly girls to produce the culture mind that can then be put by the singularity, transcendence, back into a AI to give the AI the soul from the uploading of the AI mind in one of Perry's children. So as you can see, there's been massive, massive confluences of powers, all desperate to get the Perry refat bloodline. And of course, come October the 25th, in actuality, Perry will be culled like Madonna and Whitney Houston, all the power coming to me, and all of Lucifer, etc., and the AIs, etc., will lose out. Why? Because I find it amusing. So as one can see, the clock's ticking. The satanic marriage has to be not carried out by the 25th, but actually instructed upon by the 25th in order to stop Perry being raw-eyed, eaten by the tiger. And you can imagine the amount of power we get from Lucifer dying, all of the AIs and all the other stuff that dependent upon the Perry bloodline, all of that power coming to us, the vampires. And of course, as you well know, Tim Riefert's the ultimate bastard. He doesn't care a fuck as long as he gets the power. So as you can see, why Lucifer made the deal with Tim Riefert, he was begging Tim Riefert not to do what Tim Riefert normally does as the butcher of the Nephilim, butchering everything and everybody. Why? Because that's my nature. Enjoy.